Chaitanya's also explaining putting emphasis on being very poetic in order to be effective as a preacher, particularly in that category of writing and drama, and amongst those type of culture people. My side thought was thinking about it. It's that in between Alarnath and Puri is Ramananda Roy's village and his house, Balananda Roy's house, and then there is a book that Ramananda Roy wrote. No, it's encased in glass. And there's two, and there were two stylos, his stylos that he used for writing. And when we went, I don't know, somehow I just didn't get around to trying to induce the pujari to give us one of those stylos. We got two. That's what they're called, right? The steel things that they install. They used to engrave into the paper and then smear it and wipe off the excess. And Lord Chaitanya very much also appreciated Rupa Goswami's handwriting. So handwriting is, although nowadays handwriting is a very, very thing since everyone uses computers. But he very much appreciated how nice Rupa Goswami's handwriting was also. I think that's the general rule, is that the Prayapitani Amita, there's no real hard and fast rule. The important thing is to just glorify Krishna according to one's ability. But then if someone wants to enter into certain circles, then you have to qualify, just like if you want to preach in England and India among the real scholars, then it's not enough just to repeat you're not this body. Then you need to know things. You need to be able to argue on their level, or if you want to be accepted on the poetic or literary circles, then you need to be able to communicate on their terms. And those books like that were of that caliber. So that the argument didn't come up that, well, Vaishnavas are nice, but when it really comes down to it, they don't qualify in any of these specialty fields. But rather, Jiva Goswami qualified in terms of philosophy, with the speaker Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was arguing, and so on. But those are specialty areas, and nowadays people are less and less in that mode. For the most part, it just requires nice, simple explanation of Krishna's teachings, and that has its effect. And it even has its effect on learned people.
You can see that almost in Prabhupada's purports. They're very, very simple, but exceptionally poetic at the same time. But you're saying the other one about the sutras, that so many of those purports seem to be just full of sutras. But when you really get into it, you can simple for the common man, but then there's something there for the scholars as well.
Yeah, I was reading it in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada in the purport, which he could be interpreted in different ways, but he says, we're fortunate to take birth in the Vaishnava family. He says his father was a pure devotee, and that he would always pray to everyone that he would be engaged in the service of Srimati Radharani, is that he would become a servant of Srimati Radharani. And Prabhupada just says, and now somehow or another we're engaged in that service.
Expressed to her that his Gascon might not be pleased with what he was doing or the way he was doing it, but it had to be done because of the academic inability to enter into Prabhupada's purport.